The typical flu shot goes an inch into the muscle. An alternative method does not go that deep. Instead of one large needle, there are several micro-needles that barely pierce the skin. The Madison company, FluGen, is testing such a device. President Paul Ratzinger says there are advantages beyond a pain-free shot. The intradermal method has been shown in tests to be more effective than a regular flu shot, so potentially less would be needed in case of widespread outbreak.
So if you inject into the skin and you use less vaccine, there'll be more vaccines for people if the pandemic were to occur.
A shortage in 2004 spurred research in ways to stretch the vaccine supply. John Tempty teaches at the UW-Madison and is on a Centers for Disease Control Advisory flu panel. He says under-the-skin delivery appears to use one-fifth the vaccine of a regular shot. Previous U.S. studies show there can be side effects, but Tempty says they tend to be localized and minor.
Yeah, I've not seen the data from the European studies, but I think this is going to be one of the tools that we will have in the future to help prevent influenza infections.
The European Union approved intradermal flu vaccine last month. The company marketing that device is seeking U.S. approval about the same time as the Madison company, FluGen. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.